episode of the On Call Empath. And this episode, I wanted to talk to you guys about something that's very personal to me and I take very seriously. I battle most of my life, as you guys know, with trauma. And one of the reasons I wanted to create this particular episode is because a lot of people that I talk to and I coach, this seems to be the hardest things for people to understand and get over and move on with their lives with the cycle of abuse. It's not the easiest thing to do. And even if you do understand it, it is not an easy process without proper support. So if you are suffering from abuse or you've been through some sort of abuse in the past from the hands of a narcissist or, you know, somebody that you cared about, this is definitely an episode you don't want to miss. And if you know of anyone that could benefit from it, please share this episode. I would definitely appreciate that. So without further ado, let's jump right into it. So for me, like, I'm still struggling with, you know, making sense of a lot of past abuse from certain, you know, people that I've grew up with. And the cycle of abuse always seems to be continuing over and over until we make the decisions as empaths or victims to make that stop. So the three things you need to know from the cycle of abuse is how to basically walk away and shut the door from your abusers. Now, it's easier said than done because this is a very delicate process. If you go too fast, it might implode. If you go too slow, you may never make that move. So let's start off with like love bombing phase, because that's what I feel that is very important and not talked about enough in the cycle of abuse, because a lot of us, you know, especially empaths, we love when people reciprocate, you know, caring, loving emotions with us. They come across as very nice. They hook us in. And happens to be in the beginning of the relationship. However, with many tactics nowadays, it's like a drip, and you'll get doses of it from your abuser when you are good or when times get really bad. And let's say you show that you're about to leave them, and that's when they pull that love bomb card out. Every time things start to get a little bit uneasy with your abusers, they will quickly flip the script and go right back into the love bombing stage. Right now, before you decide to just leave your abuser, or maybe you left already and you're just trying to still pick up the pieces, the collateral damage, we still have to understand that this manipulator, this abuser, is still out there. And they can easily send a text. They can easily send some form of affection or maybe just showing some caring side of them. And then we end up like kind of asking ourselves, like, wait a minute, they do have some good qualities. So I want to stop you right there, and I want to talk about that. So that one split second when you start to have that weighing scale in your mind that, like, well, they did do these things. I did have good memories. They did make me laugh. They're really not 100% as bad as I thought they would. Now, that's the biggest mistake, I feel. I mean, many times they, you know, are very nice to you and they're cordial and treats you with respect. But there's that one, you know, I would say 10% of the time where they're the villain. But here's what I want to say to anyone that's listening. It doesn't matter if they're nice 99% of the time. That 1% is all they need to kind of reel you in and get you in where they want you. Now, if they don't get what they want, if you notice, if when you say no to somebody who's offering a lending hand, I want you to kind of look at their behavior. Do they turn into a very angry, rageful person? Do they make you feel bad? Do they try to guilt trip you? Do they try to manipulate the situation or make it about them? And they may not have, like, they may not blame you, but, you know, in a sense, they might just give, like, the notion that, like, you're really at fault follow your gut in that. If you're not feeling good, that is a sign that they know what they're doing. Now, I'm sure there's a lot of good things about abuser, and I know in my world, back in my day, like the people that I was dealing with, there were so many good qualities. In fact, a lot of people even would come up to me and tell me how great these people were, but behind closed doors, they really did not act that way, and it was like a facade. So I knew the good and bad, but in your eyes, like, you might justify and make these excuses like, well, they do take care of my needs most of the time, it's just this one thing. But again, abuse is abuse. There's no way to cut around it. There's always two sides to them. There's the good, and then there's the bad. A lot of good that you see in the abuser can be used every time when you're about to walk out that door. And that's what I want to focus on here in this segment, is that you will use those good memories, all the good things, and they will throw that also in your face. Like, how many times did I have done this for you? If I didn't love you, I wouldn't do this. So watch out for these types of, I would call this like a scale, like, they try to balance it, and they're like, how many times can you see that I did this, or I messed up. I only messed up like this one time. Give me another chance. This cycle is going to go on, guys, and it's going to keep going on until you, the listener, the person out there that's listening, makes that decision that it is enough is enough. It's only when the pain gets above your threshold. And this is what I had to deal with, especially leaving my abusers. And so we make these excuses. Well, they're not so bad. Maybe it just happened a couple times, or they won't do it again. They promised me. But here's the thing with the love bombing, guys. It may not happen once a month. It may happen every 6 months. It might happen once a year. The bottom line is, there is no time frame. They will pull that card when it's most convenient for them. And when we get blinded by it and we see all the good things that they're doing, plus the love bombing, it's a no-brainer. Our brains fall into that mode, and we just kind of put our guards down, and we continue with this cycle. And, what it does to us in the long run, we lose years of our lives, and we just keep on trying to justify and trying to come up with these excuses why we shouldn't leave. And I'm here to tell you, if you're in that situation, you're not alone. And I don't know who needs to hear this, but there are many people that are going through what you've gone through. And maybe you left. Maybe you successfully left the narcissist or the manipulator, but you continue to bring these types of people in your life. You're the people pleaser. You're the ones that are always saying yes. It's like our brain like kind of goes on a pause mode. Like, it just stops when we come across people like that know how to press our buttons. But hopefully this podcast episode has given you some insight. So I want to leave you with this. So this is how it typically works. They hook you in. Once they hook you in, they kind of brainwash you, and then you put your guard down. You put your trust into them. Then the mask comes off. You see their true colors. And at that point, you're still kind of like, well, you're trying to justify it despite seeing their true colors. Once the abuse goes past skin deep and it is the hooks are in, then they disregard you. And that's where the pain really begins. And that gets you into this brain fog where you're just like, what just happened? Like, how did this happen? And you're just asking questions. Then before you know it, time goes by, and then you'll hear from them out of the blue. Maybe they come with you with a apology, or maybe they just send you a quick text, but they do something to let you know that they're out there, and they try to hook you back in. And the most fucked up part about this is this cycle keeps going over and over and over and over again. Whether it's this particular manipulator or whoever's been messing with you in your life, or somebody else comes into your life in other capacities. And I get this all the time, guys. Like, I'll get you know, nudges here and there. Oh, hey, how are you? It's been a long time. I haven't heard from you. Yet, I remember exactly why I stopped talking to this person. I know exactly why I walked away in the first place. Now, before I knew all of this, I would just be open arms. Oh, yeah, I didn't want to be rude. Come on in, you know, and then I'd go right back in that cycle. Today, I either ignore them or I'll ask them direct questions. I'm like, how can I help you? What do you need? Because they need something, guys. You know, not, I mean, if there's somebody that's been like absent in your life and all of a sudden pops in, I'm sure they're not popping in to see how you're doing. If they were, they would have been in contact with you here and there and not just had that time lapse. And then all of a sudden, boom, they're in your life. And then they're asking you to do something you do not want to do. Then, you know, they know that you might have poor boundaries, you're a people pleaser, and you're maybe not in the best state mentally. And so they can manipulate you and get you to do what they want. And just leaving you with this is be careful at the end, because when you reject somebody who is trying to get you back into their lives, they're going to do two and one things. They're going to get very rageful, very angry. They'll try to twist it around on you, or they'll go indirectly and they'll start talking about you to other people, or they'll try to ruin your reputation, or even worse, they might just play the game and try to be your best friend and start, you know, the love bombing process all over again with giving you certain things that might hopefully get you to change your mind to take them back. But this happens at all capacity, guys. It doesn't have to be a romantic relationship. It could be somebody at your job. It could be a coworker. It could be a boss. It could be your best friend that you stop talking to because they're so toxic. As empaths, it's your duty to put yourself first. It's your duty to put yourself in the best environment so you can thrive. These are not your people. And that's what I tell all the people that I coach. If there were your people, they wouldn't be doing this. So I hope you guys got something out of this episode. If you could please share and like this, I would definitely appreciate it. Also, in the link below, if you can support my work so I can continue bringing you the best guests all over the world, it would really mean a lot. It's just a link right about underneath in the show notes. Whatever you can do to support this channel, I would greatly appreciate it. Stay tuned for the next episode. I do have the Elite Coaches series coming on, which is a subset of this podcast where I personally choose one guest out of hundreds and hundreds of people to come on to talk about one subject that there are the experts in. These are the best out of the best that I spend many hours looking for, and I post them on here so you guys can enjoy it for free. So if you can support me, I can get more guests for you. I would definitely appreciate it. So with that said, thank you so much for listening. Always keep moving forward, and we are out.
You're listening to the On Call Empath.